This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met those injured in the Air India plane crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people. Later in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the country is devastated by the air tragedy in Ahmedabad. He said, "The loss of so many lives in such a sudden and heartbreaking manner is beyond words." The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is a British national of Indian origin and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that he is in touch with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy, Foreign Minister of Portugal Paulo Rangel and Foreign Minister of Canada Anita Anand regarding the Ahmedabad plane crash. Dr. Jaishankar expressed profound condolences and offered fullest support in this hour of grief. 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese national and 1 Canadian national had lost their lives in the plane crash in Ahmedabad yesterday. Gujarat anti-terrorism squad team has recovered a digital video recorder from the site of Ahmedabad plane crash. The airline has not officially confirmed the recovery of the black box so far. The investigation into the incident is currently underway and security agencies are actively conducting search operations at the site. Meanwhile, people are coming forward in large numbers to donate blood at civil hospital, hoping to save the lives of those injured. The Indian Army has organized a blood donation camp at the military cantonment in Ahmedabad. To support the affected families, the road, housing and transport departments have arranged accommodation and transportation. Extensive facilities have also been set up at the civil hospital for the families of the victims. India and China have agreed to expedite various measures to improve bilateral relations, including resuming direct air services between the two countries. This agreement was reached during a meeting between Forest Secretary Vikram Misri and China's Vice Minister Sun Weidong. China's Vice Foreign Minister is on a 2-day visit to India. The Foreign Secretary expressed hope for the early conclusion of an updated air services agreement. During their meeting, Misri and Weidong positively assessed the activities planned under the 75th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between India and China and agreed to facilitate the same. They also agreed to hold certain functional dialogues, including in the economic and trade areas, to discuss the resolve specific issues of concern. India has expressed concern at recent developments between India and Iran and Israel and urged both sides to avoid any escalatory steps. It has asked Iran and Israel to utilize existing channels of dialogue and diplomacy for de-escalation of the situation and resolving underlying issues. The missions in both countries are in contact with the Indian community and all Indian nationals in the region have been advised to exercise caution, stay safe and follow local security advisories. Delhi-bound India flight from Thailand's Phuket made an emergency landing on the Thai island shortly after takeoff today following a bomb threat. An airport official said all 156 passengers on the flight were safely deboarded and a thorough security screening was carried out. The airport authorities activated the airport contingency plan. However, a preliminary investigation found no explosives. Thai officials said that they were questioning the passenger who had reported the threat. The Indian embassy in Bangkok said it is in touch with Thai authorities regarding the incident. In view of evolving airspace conditions after Israel launched unprecedented strikes on Iran last night, Air India has diverted and returned its 16 international flights to their origin. In a social media post, Air India informed that alternative arrangements, including accommodation, are being arranged to fly passengers to their destination. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange warning for heat waves in Delhi and a red alert for severe heat waves in parts of Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.